Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am More Ishyah Yisrael from the House of Yisrael of Cincinnati, located at 2330 Kemper Lane, here to bring you nothing but the truth. And we'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in to our listening audience, for we know that the only reason you have tuned into our program is because of your great love and your great fear towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, and the only Savior of the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And Yahweh is the one that has redeemed us and will redeem us, and that has even ordained us to bring you his words of truth. And that's what we will do this evening. And today, or this evening, we're going to discuss Yahweh's throne in the crown. And you might wonder or be perplexed about the throne and the crown. But yet, we fail to realize how much the throne and the crown affect our lives. Let me show you some scriptures about Yahweh and how he sees the throne and the crown. And why would we even deal with this today? Because Yahweh has order. Yahweh's order is what we need to understand to gain a clear understanding of the way of the Creator. So before I dive into the meat of the throne in the crown, let me show you how Yah's order even brings about, even magnifies this throne and crown. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it says in the first verse, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven." Now, what does this mean? To everything there's a season, meaning a season, some point, appointment. There's always an appointment and a time, which is a unit of measurement, because all of Yah's ways are judgment. This is what distinguishes the Creator from everyone else. This is what distinguishes the way of the Creator from everyone else. Yah operates in measurement, which he said in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 4th verse, where it says, "All rock, for he is an Elohim of truth. All his ways are judgment." I know I butchered that verse, so let me read exactly what it says. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 4th verse reads, "He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A great Elohim, an Elohim of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he." So understanding that all of Yah's ways are judgment, which means all of Yah's ways are measurement, are measured. All of Yah's ways are designed in perfection. And there is no way Yahweh ever makes a mistake. Operates in judgment at all times. Even if you go to the book of Amos, and in the book of Amos, chapter 7. Let's see. We're going to start reading in verse 8, or verse 6, it says, Yahweh repented for this. This also shall not be, saith Yahweh Elohim. Thus he showed me, and behold, Yahweh stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And what is a plumb line? A plumb line is a tool of measurement. He made this wall using a tool of measurement. And Yahweh said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said Yah, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel. I will not again pass by them anymore. Why? Because it was measured. This is the line of demarcation. This is the measured line. So Yahweh doesn't even deal with his people through emotions. He uses measurement. So I'm going to go right here just to show you one more place about how his ways is judgment. In Genesis, the 6th chapter, in Genesis chapter 6, we'll start reading verse 3, where it reads, And Yahweh said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So that's a measurement placed on the span of the life of man. And this just goes to establish the fact that Yahweh said an appointment, a season to everything. There's an appointment, a season, and a time, a measurement, a unit of measurement, a time to every purpose under heaven. So everything under heaven, every purpose has a time. Let me also show you this. Every purpose, and I want to show you what a purpose is. Chapter 15 of the book of Proverbs. Chapter 15 in the book of Proverbs. I'm going to go to the 22nd verse. And it reads, Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Why? Because a purpose is something you determine to do. It's a determination of your mind. I've purposed to do this or that. I am going to do this or that. The reason I'm doing this or that. And all of these this or that's, all of these things that your mind contrives, conceives, all of these things that you plan, there's a time for it. It has to be measured. Even in the next chapter of Proverbs 16, it says in verse 3, Commit thy works unto Yahweh, and thy thoughts, which are your plans, shall be established. So if you commit your works unto the Creator, your plans, your thoughts will be established. And Yahweh is letting you know that everything He does, pointed and measured, and that's where you will begin to understand its purpose. Yahweh didn't randomly pick 12 tribes to be the makeup of his nation. Yahweh didn't randomly pick four corners to be the placement of your fringes. Yahweh ordered all these things. So in the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter, verse 23 reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by Yahweh, and he delighteth in his way," because he's ordered his steps. He's put organization to them. He knows where he wants this good man to go, and this good man is going to follow that, because a good man follows Yah. So the crown in the throne is not some fairy tale discussion to talk about jewels and gold and princesses and Prince Charming. No, this crown and throne is dealing with the way of Yah. And so, let me show you the book of Isaiah. I believe I want to go to the 40th chapter. And before that, let me go to the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And we're going to begin reading in the 6th verse of Genesis chapter 1, verse 6. And it reads here, "And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And Elohim made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And Elohim called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day," which lets us know that the heavens were created on the second day. So that big, vast blue sky is called heaven. This is what Yahweh said. But did Yahweh say it was good? No, he did not. He did not say it was good because he wasn't finished. Out of all the things Yahweh made during this first week, creation week, there's only one day he didn't complete and say it was good. Because this day, this creation, this heaven, took 2 days to complete. And Yahweh did it like that because everything he does is appointed. Everything he does is measured. That's why everything he does is perfect. So when did Yahweh complete the heavens? Well, he completed the heavens on this day we're going to read, the 14th verse of Genesis, the first chapter. "And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And Elohim made 2 great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Elohim set them up in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So Yahweh completed this heaven on the fourth day. He began the creation of the heaven on the second day, yet it was filled or placed with its light on the fourth day. All measured by Yah, all ordered by Yah, all purposed by Yah. And now we can look at this throne and this crown, because it will be directly associated with the heaven and the lights in the firmament of heaven. The first scripture we go to, according, is Isaiah, the 60th chapter. 66th chapter. Isaiah 66, verse 1, reads, "Thus saith Yahweh, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that she built unto me? And where is the place of my rest?" So Yahweh made a statement acknowledging a very important fact, that the heaven is his throne. That's what it is. Well, what is a throne? Why would Yahweh even have the heavens be his throne? Well, look in the book of Genesis, the 41st chapter, just to give you some understanding on what a throne is. In Genesis, the 41st chapter, verse 40, it reads here, Genesis 41, verse 40 reads, "Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." This is the Pharaoh talking to Joseph, letting Joseph know, you run this kingdom, and the only thing that makes me greater than you is the throne that I sit on. So this throne is something that a king sits upon. Even if you look in 2 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, and we'll begin reading in the 10th verse. It says, we'll start reading at verse 9. "So do Elohim to Abner, the more and more also, except as Yahweh has sworn to David, even so I do to him, to translate the kingdom from the house of Saul, and to set up the throne of David over Israel and over Yehuda from Dan even to Beersheba." Is what a throne is. It is a something that's over. It's over something. And in this case, the throne represents the rulership over a kingdom. And a king sits on the throne. In this case, it's David sitting on the throne. throne is over something. The Hebrew word for throne is kiseh, and it means to cover, a covering. And that's why this throne represents the covering. And Yahweh said that the heaven is his throne. So heaven is what covers this earth. And Yahweh said the heaven is his throne. So Yahweh sits on his throne. He is the king upon this throne. In the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, we'll go to verse 21, where it reads, "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told to you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them abroad out as a tent to dwell in." See? Yahweh sits on a circle because that's what heaven is. Heaven is a circle. That's why the earth is a circle, round. And he said he stretches the heavens out like a curtain. It covers the earth. This is Yah's throne. This heaven is the throne of Yah, in whose name is on this throne. Of course, the name of Yahweh is on this throne.